wonderful nights, and welcome back to another episode of the Office ASMR, a sleepy time podcast to help you fall asleep. Tonight we are on season 6, episode 12. This is a classic Office episode of Scott's Tots. Tonight's episode originally aired December 3rd, 2009, and written by Gene Stupnitsky and Lee Eisenberg. You may recognize those names from another classic Office episode of Dinner Party. Why did I almost blank on that? Directed by B.J. Novak, interestingly. I don't remember him directing episodes so far. Definitely writing episodes. But that might be a first time in the director's chair. Tonight we have several guest stars. Of course, we have Andy Buckley back as David Wallace. And then we have Kwame Boateng as Derek, one of the young boys, and Monet Michael as a teacher, amongst, of course, many dancers and things. I have fresh batteries in my recorder here, and I'm looking forward to jumping into this classic episode. And now we're also, I think I had mentioned in one of the past ones, we're just in a really solid run of episodes right now between murder and the shareholder meeting, double date. Coming up, we have Secret Santa. Oh, the acquisition is coming up. Look at that. The delivery, one baby Cece coming, and the whistleblower. A good old classic Andy episode. It's about to get weird. Basically, it's about to get weird. So tonight, we'll get started here on Scott's Tots. Our cold open is Andy out getting a reprimand for his baby talk. Andy's a widow's guild. Right there's the problem. You have been talking baby talk. And he read this back to me. A boo-boo tummy. Would you rather me say my irritable bowel syndrome is flaring up? You're also on record, footy woody num num. Would tickle with, what would I win? Andy saw we. If we're complaining, your Elvis voice is annoying.
Thank you a lot. I think your baby voice is tops. You're welcome, baby. That's a weird one between the two.
Yeah, I should make a mini list of the episodes that Gene and Lee wrote and the number of what are considered classic episodes. It's pretty high. I mean, it's pretty high.
Dr. Tuna MD, I have some terrible news.
Everybody has a case of the Mondays. An immediate emergency morale transplant. Employee of the month.
Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, AIG. My summer didn't run. All of those references in 2009, of course, were banks and insurance companies that were bailed out in the financial crisis that was a pretty open wound at this point in December of 2009. We have Aaron cleaning out Michael's inbox, and he has some okay. You want to start an employee of the month? You know what's interesting is one of the again classic things about The Office were the Dundies, and they don't really mention it. They drop a couple of lines. Drop a line about it, but like here, this should be a Dundies thing. Although the whole idea is that Dwight is trying to get Jim fired by starting Employee of the Month, having Andy do it, and eventually get Pam to be nominated as Employee of the Month, and then give her money so everybody hates her. Now we have Pam, Aaron, and Phyllis back in the lunch room. Oh, and Stanley, of course, with his little cackle in the back. And the Michael's got foundation. Michael. Why would you promise that? It is just such a, it is such a perfect premise for the episode. Like, no wonder it's a classic episode. It's perfect in every way. Pam is saying he's terrible, terrible, terrible. I fell in love with these kids. I made him a promise. If you graduate from high school, I'll pay for your college education. I've made some empty promises in my life. Hands down, that was the most generous. That's the best. I'm not a bad news person. I bring good news. Come with me like old times. Aaron, you're going and Michael's going to tell the truth. Hey, Jimmy. If you tried, you can grow the best beer in this office. You can expect the same thing if you don't nip this Employee of the Month situation in the bud. A monetary prize. In an ideal world, I would have all 10 fingers on one hand so that my would be just for punching. Jim is skeptical. Michaela was, I had said Monet was a guest star. All right, Michaela. Wait, teacher? I'm confused. I'm confusing myself. Michael, everybody's so excited you're here. She has her Scott's Tots t-shirt on there. The Michael Gary Scott reading room. Nope, not at all. Come on. You know what? We just want to say thanks. And the whole classroom is all the little kids grown up and all the parents. Mr. Scott, you're a busy man. Your tots are ready to graduate. A proper thank you. Boom, boom, pow. Boom, boom, pow. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Make your dreams come true. What you gonna do? This will make for a very interesting breakdown in the Office ladies. I hope they get a few of these actors, the Scott Talk actors. the Contribune. They just started the first episode of season 6 as I record this. They just put up Gossip this week here. Wow. And he's like, yes. Kevin and Dwight. Dwight's trying to get money. $20 for this employee of the month thing. He thought you were doing an incredible job last month. That makes total sense. $20 from Oscar, there you go. 5 minutes ahead of schedule. Right on schedule. I use that one a lot. I love that line. People are promising this and that. You, Mr. Scott, you're doing it. Anything is possible. Thank you. Thank you. Out to my guardian angel and the gift you gave for giving me the opportunity to become the next President Obama. Jim announcing Employee of the Month. Winner is employee number 9. Jim Halpert. Guys, this was anonymous. I didn't know who was on here. You went back your own parking spot, a vacation day, and $250. No cash prize. Everybody's just ready to not like Jim. Dwight did pull the puppetry quite a bit. Mr. Michael Scott. The man of the hour. Applause. I'm never going to forget today. Not a chance. I can never give you. I'm giving you. Has anyone done something stupid? A Jim and B Jim. There you go. I've done something stupid. There's the bell. Should we go? Thought that was it. I promised you tuition. What's invaluable? Do you know what intuition is? Anyone got that? I'm so proud of you. It names all of them one by one. Someone is spacing your name. Michaela's younger brother. I'm not going to be paying for your tuition. Which is my main point. Which is I'm not paying for anyone's tuition. Excuse me. is the apostrophe? I never noticed that. The apostrophe on the Scott's Tot shirt. It looks like a county in Scranton. To me, it looks like it looks geographical to me. The best way to access online courses is with your personal laptop, which is useless without battery. I have one for each of you. That was a great joke. Hold on. They're lithium. That was a great joke even back then. Like now, no one puts batteries in their laptop. Even back then, it wasn't really a thing. Back then. My idea, says Dwight. Green, I thought, I'm starting to think Pam is not even pregnant. Says pick the next highest score. Number 3, which is Pamela Halpert. No offense, Pam, but how is that possible? Defending herself. Yep, classic gif. This isn't an inlet. I have a custom cake, Jim Halpert. Who it is? It can only be you. And now Dwight gives David's assistant a call, impersonating, doing a pretty good Kevin, doing a good Jim Halpert is a menace. Toby impression, and leaving voicemails. Michael gets followed out. That was messed up what you did. Who promised it? It doesn't come through. Pay for my college. Michael says, look, if you can pay tuition, I'll buy your book. Each year. I'm going to write 4 checks. I'm going to date them. Please call me before you cash the check. Jim takes a call from David. Jim nervously closes the door for his office. But just so I understand, employee of the month, give it to yourself, give it to your wife. I know how it happened. Dwight retrieves his pen and hears it. David says, I bumped you up to make my life easier. It will not happen again. David says, look, I'm taking this out on you. It's just been crazy here. You're doing a great job. Dwight thought he was about to get what he wants. And David Wallace was getting dinner with Jim this weekend. Scene here. Hey, Mr. Scott, what you gonna do? Please stop. Oh, this is a good great turning point for them. I destroyed 15 young lives today. Aaron says, there's financial aid. They could join the military. Little insult to her. The principal said 90% of Scott's tots. It's 30% higher than the rest of the school. If he didn't make that promise, they would have dropped out. Smile. Michael says, I think you're doing a great job. What do you want from this job if the company doesn't go out of business? What would it be like to be an accountant? When I hired Kevin, he was applying in the warehouse. Had a feeling about him. I have a feeling about you too. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Make your dream come true. What you gonna do? Make your dream come true. I'm getting a front desk and white. Gets approached by Ryan. Ryan says, I know about your plan. What? And Ryan shows him my diabolical plan by Dwight K. Schrute. I want the same thing you want. Jim Halpert, who